Half of all local advertisers are using DIY platforms, yet only 14% prefer that method. But is that number set to grow? Does that mean all media will eventually be bought directly by the advertiser? And if so, what role will be left for a local media sales rep? We'll explore all of these questions in this episode.
Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, bringing you unique insights on the ever-changing world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by Guarantee Digital, providing a full suite of white-label digital agency services and strategic guidance, and by Ground Truth, the nation's leading location-based marketing and advertising technology company, helping brands build and activate marketing strategies based on real-world behaviors. And now, here are your hosts, Corey and Gordon.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Corey Elliott. I am the EVP of LMI at BA, and with me is GB.
I am GB with BA as well. Anyway, thanks, Corey. Boy, we got a lot going on this week. For those of you listening in recording mode, which I think is everybody, it would be the week of October 4th, and we got some big stuff coming out this week.
Yes, we do. We've got our forecast. We've updated our numbers and forecasted out to 2025.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't exactly, I think, know this, but you don't just take the previous years and go, okay, well, we think things will go up 3.2% here, 12%. It really is, Corey, keyed on, like I said, a lot of people don't know this, keyed on the number of businesses, the types of businesses, and the size of businesses in the local market. And there has been a pretty big turnover of those businesses. So when we get the database and look at it, we go, wow, there's fewer of these and more of these, and these are much smaller now. And these are the types of businesses that typically buy television advertising. That drives a lot of the numbers, doesn't it?
Well, it's not only that. That's the tip of the iceberg, my friend. There's also employment numbers. We've brought in COVID data because that affects local economies. And we have to look at state regulations and mandates and when things are opening up and if they're going to close down. So all of this affects local marketing.
Lots of stuff. Yep. So what are the big headlines?
The big headlines are what we're going to see is everybody's going to get amazed. And this is going to, everybody's going to see, wow, look at how much we've grown in 2021. Yeah, that's because you're comparing it to 2020. So calm down, everybody. That's my first thing.
And oh, you're a killjoy, man.
I'm just saying you're going to see a lot of—
2020 sucked. Let them be happy for a while.
I understand that, but let's look at the long game, and that's when you have to go back to 2019 and look at 2021.
All right,
kind of skip 2020.
Compare, if you took the line from 2019 and skip 20 and 2021, where does 2022, land? Is it a straight line to it? Is it up or down from it?
It depends on what media you're talking
radio.
About. Generally
radio.
Speaking, radio, down.
TV?
Down.
Ooh. Paid search.
Oh, up.
Video.
And so that's what, okay, now stop, because you're giving everything away. Now, but because what you're going to see is this lurch forward of all things digital. And I know, oh yeah, we know that. But no, it's a lurch. It's a significant jump than the gradual increase that we've been seeing over the years. So it's a little bit of a twist.
Lurch, like Lurch from the Addams Family.
Like Lurch from the Addams Family.
Rang.
Wow, very
sure.
Good.
So there's another thing that sort of underscores all of this, Corey, and I've talked a little bit about it before, but just this fascinating story about what's happening that really makes this role of the sales rep, the local sales rep, even more, I guess, empowered when it comes to influencing local businesses. And that is, we can see that half of all businesses now, from our latest survey, half of all of them now have a marketing person or a marketing staff making decisions instead of the curmudgeonary old owner who is going, we need to buy more radio, on the morning show. I love those guys. Or we need to buy more outdoor. Or we need to buy in this Wheel of Fortune, right? The younger staff is coming aboard and saying, no, we need to buy more TikTok. And so there's a clash there that's leading to, okay, we really need to learn more about radio and TV because we're younger. We have more experience in social media, digital media, and search. So the holistic, the number one thing, Corey, right, is what when it comes to what people want, what these marketers want from local media companies before they buy.
Marketing expertise.
That's right. Holistic marketing expertise.
Yep.
You know what? I think that window is about 3 years, 3 to 4 years. before those smart asses, excuse me, get smart enough to go, you know what? Thanks. I've learned everything I can about newspaper audiences and television audiences in prime time and radio audiences in drive time. We've experimented with lots of different things. And so when we decide to use, thank you very much, newspaper rep. When we decide to use the newspaper or radio, give us your DIY platform. We got it. We need it. We'll buy it when we need to. DIY. So that window of opportunity to be able to talk to and influence them, I think is about 3 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think so, because they've been screaming about it for a long time. And if they're not getting it from a local media company, then they've got to generate their own marketing expertise.
Right. And half of them, right? Half of them are not using DIY right now.
Yeah, that's it. About 49% are saying they are using DIY, and about 14% say they actually prefer it, buying things that way. Still, the number one is email with a rep. Going back and forth with a rep is still number one, but this is gaining ground, and I'm concerned. So should media companies stop or start or continue building their DIY platforms?
Yeah, that's a fascinating topic. Boy, I wish I had someone we could bring on the show and interview about
actually
that.
You know what, as it is, I'm going to be talking to Rosie O'Meara from Ground Truth.
Oh, Rosie, one of our sponsors, Ground Truth, great company.
Going to shed some light on this, and I'll ask her some of those very questions. And we'll get to that interview right after this.
Since 2012, Guarantee Digital has provided white label product fulfillment and sales support for media partners and digital agencies in hundreds of markets. Some clients resell Guarantee Digital's full suite of agency products and enjoy white glove fulfillment by Guarantee's Midwest-based team. Some simply hire Guarantee to be their on-demand sales specialist, booking Guarantee on calls to help them close more deals. How can we help your agency grow? Learn more at GuaranteeDigital.com. That's GUARANTEE Digital.com.
Ground Truth's advertising solutions reach consumers during relevant moments throughout their day to generate meaningful business engagement for marketers. Ground Truth can help you deliver solutions to support your goals, whether it's boosting awareness, driving store and website visits, or increasing sales. Find ways to extend your reach and amplify your message across CTV, mobile, and desktop. Find and engage consumers based on where they've been or where they are in real time. Ground Truth makes the process of growing your business seamless. Learn more at www.groundtruth.com.
With me today is Rosie O'Meara, the CRO at Ground Truth. Hello, Rosie.
Hi, happy to be here.
So I want to start off and kind of lay the foundation. I want to give you a chance to talk about who Ground Truth is. What does your company do? What's your role there? All that good stuff.
Ground Truth is a location-based marketing and advertising company. Essentially, we empower companies of all sizes to leverage location data to reach their most relevant audience, activate, optimize media across screens, and ultimately to achieve performance and outcomes that grow their business. My role as Chief Revenue Officer, I oversee our sales and marketing teams focused on driving growth across all of our business lines.
And I know Ground Truth does quite a bit. But on this podcast, we've been talking about self-serve ad portals or places that local advertisers can employ that allows them to place an ad somewhere by themselves. And I know Ground Truth works in this area, but could you describe a little bit more about what, as far as you guys go, what happens in this space?
Yeah, we launched our self-serve platform in 2018. And we just believe that local advertisers should have access to all the same tools and all the same solutions that major brands use every day. That was sort of the impetus of it. And the way that we're able to scale this is to make it accessible with our self-serve platform. So, you know, historically, the only digital channels that SMBs and local advertisers have been able to use are search and social. And with a platform like ours, which is called Ads Manager, they can tap into more screens where their customers are spending more and more time in mobile, in app, consuming video content, and now even CTV and OTT. So we like to think of it, yeah, as just democratizing ad tech, so to speak.
Ooh, nice. Democratizing ad tech.
Yeah, you can use that word, Corey.
Right there. Yeah, I will. But that's interesting. And something I want to talk a little bit about is, so I am placing an ad somewhere through the self-service portal. It's more than just, I'm not buying just a search word or appearing on social media. It's going to where else?
So on our platform specifically, we can reach consumers on mobile devices, on desktop, on CTV and OTT.
I see. And so do you see the demand increasing, decreasing, staying steady since 2009?
Yeah, well, so since on our self-serve platform specifically, you know, we're 3 years in since 2018, it's our fastest growing business. And it's growing significantly, really quarter over quarter. We actually had our best day ever on the platform just this month. So you caught me at a great time. So yeah, we're really seeing it increase. And it's a really, you know, diversified business. We have thousands of customers. So we're seeing really good retention and really good growth.
Any particular kind of business or categories of business that you see are really glomming onto it?
You know, it runs the gamut. Our self-serve customers really range from, you know, independent agencies, small and medium-sized brands, local media shops, to even SMBs themselves. When you think about verticals, it's restaurants, retail, auto dealers, financial services, home services, like landscaping. It really runs the gamut. And our customers can spend $300 or $30,000. So we really see a wide breadth of customer types.
We were talking a little bit before this interview, and it has been known that I have portrayed myself as not being a fan of ad portals. That's not quite true, but let me tell you a little bit about where I'm coming from and what I'm seeing so we can talk a little bit about it. We did a local advertiser survey this year, and we asked that specific question. Where do you buy your advertising from? And we're talking to small, medium businesses in the market. And admittedly, 49%. Half said of local advertisers said they bought some kind of advertising through a self-service portal or app. So far, so good, right? One out of two, that's pretty damn good. They were slightly bigger than normal small business, slightly younger. But here's something interesting. They were buying more media than those that didn't use portals. Does that match your experience that these guys who are buying portals are a little bit, I don't want to say more sophisticated, but are buying more media altogether?
Yeah, I can see that. You know, when you think about self-serve, really the prerequisite is that someone, whether it's a planner at an agency or a business owner themselves, someone there has a willingness to be the hands-on keyboard, right? And invest some time in learning and using the platform. So it makes sense to me that larger advertisers would have the resources, and slightly younger companies might be more likely to have, you know, tech-savvy employees willing to jump in. And if you're only buying, you know, one or two types of media, you can probably manage that with one or two partner relationships, right? Directly. Right. And your investments are consolidated into one or two channels, so that higher spend in fewer places buys you a customer experience. So that makes sense to me. I think, you know, it's tempting to look for trends that are bulletproof, right? And rules. But I think we've seen it all by this point and have learned not to assume what service model would be best for a given business just based on category or revenue or number of employees. And, you know, an SMB who you just assume might not have the time or the resources or the want to navigate an ad buying portal or platform sometimes surprise us by having more sophistication or even just a curiosity and really love the control that they get with self-serve. So I completely see that as a possibility, but I think, you know, the exceptions make the rule sometimes.
Sure. We did discover, you said this at the very beginning, that people kind of get their, I'm going to mix up my metaphors, toes wet? No, dip their toe in the water of self-serve. That's what I want to say, by buying either a social media ad or SEM, because overwhelmingly, when we ask the people, okay, you used a self-service portal, what did you buy with it? Number one was social media ads, number two was SEM, and everything else was minuscule. So those are the people answering our survey. They use the self-service portal to buy one of those things. Is that right? Kind of the gateway drug, so to speak?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, let's all be honest and replace search and social with Google and Facebook, right? And
yeah, right.
And those were all that were available for self-serve.
Right.
So kind of what choice did they have? I mean, to those companies' credit, they built solutions for local marketers and really became must-haves in a marketing strategy. But they were the ones who built the experience first for those customers. So that, yeah, that totally makes sense. I think we're starting to see more options now to allow those marketers to round out their strategy and tap into more options outside of search and social.
Yeah. And I can see that really playing to the rest of what you do is getting somebody hooked. I'm not talking like it's a drug. I'm sorry about that. But getting them hooked and then showing, hey, you think that's great? Look, we can show you people coming into your store. We can get people there. We know where they are physically in an area. And I think that's kind of really exciting for people.
Yep. And really compelling. I mean, that's what you're trying to do, right? Is drive people to you.
Yeah.
And it's something we can measure and impact.
Now, here's something a little interesting that when we started digging into the preferences, and by preferences, I mean how local businesses like to buy advertising. I want to share some things with you and see what you think of this. We asked all local advertisers, okay, how do you, if you could only pick one way to buy advertising, what would it be? 14% said a self-service portal. So that's pretty low. The number one answer was email, by the way, with a rep somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's the number one way. So when we cut and only looked at those who are definitely buying at least something through a self-service portal, 25% of those prefer that way, while 39% of that group still preferred an email with a sales rep. Any ideas? This is a loaded question. Any ideas why? Because I have an idea, but I'll let you go first.
Okay. No, that's really interesting. And helpful research, by the way. So thank you for helping us along the way. So I think, you know, what's most compelling in what you just said is the use of the word buy. And okay. I would sort of equate that with how, you know, there are still some things that consumers just aren't comfortable purchasing on their phones through e-commerce, right?
Right.
Big ticket items, certain purchases that aren't suited for that experience. And I think some purchases just feel worthy of more ceremony and an experience that matches how big the investment feels.
Sure.
So if I'm an SMB, I can imagine hitting a button to spend several thousand dollars that I expect to perform for my business is not as comforting as an email with a person's name at the bottom. But I also think that the self-serve buying experience has also been lacking. So I think if we make the experience better and feel as meaningful, we'll get that number to move. But I'll say one more thing here, which is that I think self-serve can still meet a huge need in the discovery phase. So the platform can be where you discover solutions and you learn and you explore. And if you want to buy by email, great, let's provide those options to a customer. But I think why that number is low is because the experience doesn't match what the customer is looking for. Would you agree with that? Or do you want to argue?
You're almost right. No, I'm kidding. A variation of that. And then I'll tell you what you need to do, what you need to do, and you can sew all of this business up. But I think it has a lot to do with what advertisers need or tell us they need from local media companies. And the number one thing overall, what they need or what they want is marketing expertise. And what I'm concerned about, or what could be a concern, is that if I'm a self-service portal, I'm using a self-service portal, doesn't that put the onus of marketing back on me rather than a marketing professional? And so I think for that reason, that's why, and you hit it, actually, you said it earlier, that it doesn't surprise you that it's larger businesses and people who could have more personnel dedicated to this. Because if I'm a business owner and I have to place my own ads, come up with my own marketing strategy, and unload the pallets at the dock, something's going to suffer here. So what I wanted to say to you or suggest is the way you wrap this all up is the one number one thing, here's another clue for you, is if you can prove through a self-service portal and then buying things, if you can prove ROI, you've won. You got it. There's your answer.
I like it. I think that makes a ton of sense. No, I think it makes a ton of sense. And I would just add on to that, you know, if the number one thing is marketing expertise as a service can be built into the platform, right? So one way to think about it, just go on this journey with me, Corey.
Okay.
Is the difference between, you know, a menu and a decision tree, right? So in the menu approach, you log in, you see this list of options. Maybe there's some you're more familiar with or some that seem simpler or attractive price point, or maybe you just go with what's listed first. It's overwhelming and you're pretty much sure to waste money, right? And then imagine a decision tree approach that assesses who you are, assesses what you need, and then makes recommendations. You know, if you don't have video assets, you don't need CTV. Here's the mix of screens and here's the investment level for your market that drives results for other restaurants that look like you, as an example. So how can we make marketing expertise part of the self-serve experience? I think that's something that Ground Truth does really well. And that will move the needle on people getting comfortable spending in this environment. The other data point, you know, that I learned from your research, because I read your charts of the week, thank you, was to make it about their business and not ours. And I think a guided user experience checks that box as well.
I love it. I honestly think that's great. I've always loved decision trees. I've loved being able to try and move somebody through basically a marketing funnel, trying to get them to make the right decisions for them. And if that's the way you're going, then more power to you.
Yeah. And we work with thousands of advertisers, right? Why wouldn't we scale that intelligence? I mean, there's a wealth of data in what works and what doesn't that we can surface and make leverageable, if that's a word, to all of our customers and let them tap into all of this data. So yeah, I think recommendations based on learned intelligence is how you do it right. That's the direction that we're going. That's what we offer our customers. I think the buying model today is really a hybrid for us. It's self-serve unless you want some guidance. When you do, you have a partner to call or email. There are just some people who want a human to pick up the phone. So I think the future of our industry and maybe business in general is options and letting customers engage in a way that makes the most sense for them.
Well, that sounds good to me. You've convinced me.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rosie, for taking the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great interview, Corey. And thanks to Rosie for participating in that. Those guys are at Ground Truth certainly are kind of at the epicenter of a lot of this DIY stuff. Let me tell you what worries me quite a bit with DIY. We see half of all businesses using DIY. And as we know, most of that, Corey, right, is Google and Facebook, because it's so easy. You can buy it in $25 increments and things like that,
right,
which you really can't buy radio that way or outdoor or anything else. Here's what concerns me. That type of advertising is bottom of the funnel advertising, paid search in particular, and social media. And it's easy to buy DIY. And it's really easy to get stats on that by the number of clicks and actions. I mean, there's all kinds of things that show data. You know, it's lots of statistics. You know what they say about statistics. So what they say about local advertising, they really mean of that saying, it really pertains to traditional media type advertising. And that is, local advertising is sold. It's not bought. Bought is DIY. Sold is having a sales rep saying, oh, no, this stuff works great. So as they go silent or anonymous by using DIY platforms, maybe for traditional types of media, there is no explanation that, oh, wait, you really need to understand that, yeah, there might not be exact metrics for this, like clicks. It's more branding in traditional media. And branding is important because that's not going to show through any of the metrics when you buy a newspaper ad through DIY platform or a radio ad or a television spot. And that worries me a lot.
Well, it should, but it goes back to the top of our conversation. It goes back to the themes that we keep talking about is marketing education. Is we talked about local advertisers getting smarter and smarter. Half of them have marketers in-house. And like Ground Truth, if I can go somewhere and see some kind of marketing funnel that can help me place ads, that's great. Of course, that's only going to be ads that I can, you know, self-serve. I get that. But it depends on where these local advertisers get their marketing education from. Are they going to an online course or is it coming from a local media rep? That's the opportunity still, I think.
Yeah, I think there's trouble ahead. There's going to be a lot of talking required, a lot of promotion and advertising by these traditional media companies to say, hey, don't forget branding. Hey, don't forget mass audiences. Yeah, we're not as targeted in broadcast radio and broadcast, you know, television you know, or even an outdoor. However, this is why it's important. You want to get that serendipity into things that you may forget. And this is actually the edge. If everybody drops to the bottom of the funnel, everybody is competing for the same keywords.
Well, sure, sure. Now, I got a question for you. Is there an opportunity for a local media company to say, oh, screw it. Everybody's buying self-serve. Here's our self-serve portal. Buy what you want. We're done. We understand we're not going to be the marketing experts. You're the marketing experts. We're just going to be a supply house.
I think there were two words that were very true in what you just said, and that was, we're done. it's difficult. You need to promote and market and rise above the noise. And in, you know, unless you have a massive exclusive audience, and the barriers to entry to all types of media are very, very low outside of, you know, needing an FCC license for a radio station or a TV station these days, or a multi-million dollar printing press for newspapers, right? Or real estate for signage. Those are all kind of barriers to entry. But the barrier to entry to any type of media creating a huge audience, you know, can be understood in looking at some of the ridiculously large numbers of following for these people on TikTok. You know, it's there. Anybody can do it. And advertisers can access that. So if you want to play that game and say, oh, yeah, I got the audience for it. Well, other people are going to have very similar, maybe more targeted audiences. I think you got to raise your hand. I think you got to make noise. I think you have to have a very, very slick, sophisticated sales message. And it comes down to one thing. The handshake, the look in the eye, the trust me, the affable, the trustworthy, the honest.
Relationship selling? Are you talking about relationship
exactly.
selling?
Exactly. I think that is just so, so important. And that is the edge in a world where everything seems to be dropping to the lowest possible level of price and the lowest possible level of, okay, I just want to make it automatic and I can buy.
I used to poo-poo as a data guy. I used to
what?
Poo-poo. I used to...
You know, there's medicine for that.
Yeah, true. Thank you. I used to not think much highly, how about that, of relationship selling. And now I'm old and wise. It's like, no, that's the indoor. That you need that. You need that trust to build on. So I get it.
Very good, Corey. I enjoyed it again. I look forward to the great information we're releasing on the forecast, market by market. Every market is different. We got a lot of great stuff. Just go to BurrellAssociates.com if you want to see that forecast data up there. So, Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Guaranteed Digital and by Ground Truth. If you have submissions or ideas for future shows or guests, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, market well.